Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS Manchester representative Norman Blake is calling on farmers to use healthier approaches when seeking to get rid of pests.
We may have to more sensitize our farmers and say, look, for the safety of human beings, let's stick to more of a contact nature of insects or more biological ways just to ensure that our food is being safer for consumption. Because sometimes they reap and these chemicals are in the system of the plants and they doesn't give them the right period for it to go out of the plant. So when you consume, some of these chemicals, and we know what these chemicals are meant to human beings, you know.
In an interview with NCUFM News, Mr. Blake explained the difference between the two main types of insecticides used.
Getting rid of a set of these pests, especially at the adult stage, is good. But what you have to understand is that you have systemic insecticides and you have contact. The ones that are systemic stays into the system of the plant, and when these sucking insects bite and chew, they actually become killed. The contact insecticides are those which, as soon as they come in contact with them, they are killed, but it doesn't go through the system of the plant. So those chemicals are safer for food.
Several warnings have been issued this year on different occasions concerning farm produce that has gone to market being laced with pesticide. Mr. Blake says the Jamaica Agricultural Society needs to educate the country's farmers about the types of insecticides to use in order to keep Jamaicans safe.
Really use when we use the systemic and we don't adhere to the time period for these chemicals to go to the system of the plant, then we are almost killing our population. So we can use the media, the JAS can use the media, we use many other mediums in which to sensitize and to educate our farmers about these chemicals.